رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میکنگ خطبہ آن دا ڈے آف جمعہ آن ممبر رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. ونس اعرابی کین سے دا مین فرام دا ولیج آف مدینہ منورہ, ہی کیم ان دا کورٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ آسک یا رسول اللہ, فرام سو لانگ دیر از نو رین, وی آر تھرسٹی, اور ہاؤسز, اور ایون دا اینیملز, ایوری بڈی از تھرسٹی اینڈ وی نیڈ واٹر. And look at the belief of صحابہ اکرام, the companions of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, always they are came in the court of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Even they need water, even they need rain. And they're asking Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, Ya Rasulullah, make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah give us the rain. And the ahadith, the words of ahadith, the summary of ahadith is that there is no cloud on that time on sky. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم raise his hands and make dua, starting dua. And Ravi said that between the dua, during the dua, the clouds like a mountain become Allah, apparently Allah. And before the Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم come down from the minbar, khutbah khatam hone se pehle the rain started, and the rain started extensively, musladhar barish hoti hai, aur itni barish hui ki Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ki jo beard hai mubarak daadi se pani ke qatre gir rahe the. Acha ab dua to ho gayi, ek din guzra, 2 days 3 days 4 days continue raining. اللہ اکبر, نیکسٹ فرائیڈے آ گیا. حدیث کے الفاظ ہیں, that particular villager صحابی or any other stand in the court of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یا رسول اللہ, please make dua to stop the rain. There are so many water in our city and everybody is now, you know, ڈوبنے کے قریب ہو گئے ہیں, ہماری چیزیں بھر گئی ہیں. Again, the belief of sahaba, if they need rain, they want to stop the rain. They come in the court of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. They don't go anywhere else. And Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم do not deny them that why you come in my court. He raises his hand again and look at the authority. What particular you want to learn today? That authority. We have some free people in Pakistan or in abroad. They have authority in this area. If they order something, it will become happen because they are ministers. Maybe they sometime they have from a government. But look at the authority. He's on earth that time in his particular member, and he raised his finger towards a sky and what he said, Allahumma hawalaina wala alaina. What is the meaning of that? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, the rain will come not towards us, out of Madinah Munawwara. And what he did, he raised his finger like this, and Ravi said that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, make gesture towards the sky, بادل کٹنے لگے, اسکائی بیکم کلیئر, مدینہ لائک اے باؤل, مدینہ پیالے کی طرح ہو گیا, اس کے اوپر کا آسمان کلیئر ہو گیا, سائڈوں پہ بارش برس رہی ہے. اللہم حوالینا ولا علینا, یہ اتھارٹی کس کے پاس ہے کہ جدھر انگلی اٹھائی بادل کٹتے چلے گئے. اینڈ دا ولیجرز فرام آؤٹ سائڈ آف مدینہ, وین دے کیم ان مدینہ, دے سیڈ دیٹ outside the rain is going on, Allah. But in Madinah Munawwara there is no rain because Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم make dua, Allahumma hawalaina wala alaina. And particular that particular on mu'jiza, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, beautiful couplet, that jin ko su'e aasma phaila ke jal thal bhar diye, jin ko su'e aasma phaila ke jal thal bhar diye, sadqa un haathon ka pyare ہم کو بھی درکار.
سبحان اللہ.
لیکن یہ وہ ہاتھ ہیں جو اٹھ جائیں تو جل تھل بھر دیا کرتے ہیں.
سبحان اللہ.
نبی مختار کل ہیں, جس کو جو چاہے عطا کرے.
He also talks about the صحابہ اکرام, their عقیدہ.
Yeah.
They didn't go to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that, Ya Rasulullah, maybe you can help us. They went with the عقیدہ that, Ya Rasulullah, you can help us. And Allah تعالیٰ has given you that permission that you will help us.
نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں
مانگنے
والا. Whatever they ask, whatever they need, they go in the court of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and they get from there.
The authority of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Firstly, what do we mean by authority? Yes, he was a messenger.
I think authority, as already clear, you know, from what MashaAllah Haji Abdul Habib Sahib has mentioned, in general, we can see that the power that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was granted, you know, the control that he was granted. And to the extent that it is a belief of the Ahl Sunnah that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been given authority in every way, for example, in terms of Sharia.
SubhanAllah.
Something which is impermissible for everybody.
Allah.
If he wants, he can make it permissible for one particular person or for whomsoever he wants.
So something which is not permissible, yeah, he can make it permissible.
Something which is general for everybody, that everybody must do this.
Allah.
But then he can pick a person, so he can tell him, you know what, you're an exception, you don't have to do this. And likewise, in terms of the world, you know, for example, the sun, the moon, the sky, like I just mentioned, all of these, even though they're not part of, in terms of any Shari'i rulings, but even over those, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has authority. So he has authority in terms of the religious rulings. And along with that, anything else, in, to the extent that if he wishes, he can even resurrect the dead.
Allah.
So, you know, all of these are authorities and powers. This is the power that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given.